Are you wondering why your marketing isn't working or not sure why customers aren't clicking buy?
Imagine turning that around in just 5 minutes. As a listener of this podcast, you know we help you make your marketing easy and make it work.
And our very own Donald Miller has put together a free video series called the 5-Minute Marketing Makeover. These three videos are going to help you clarify your message so you can get the results from your marketing you deserve.
You'll learn why customers aren't buying from you, five ways to make your sales message clearer and more compelling, and how to improve your website so it actually drives sales.
After watching, you'll be able to make simple changes to increase your revenue. You'll get marketing secrets used by the world's top brands, and you'll be able to do it all in just 5 minutes. Don't let a confusing message ruin your business.
Get free access to the videos right now at storybrand.com/marketing.
Being a marketer can often feel like you're out there on your own trying to figure out how to make everything work. And so today what we're doing is kicking off a brand new series where we are bringing in longtime marketing experts. And in today's episode, we invited Macy Robison, the head of the StoryBrand Certified Guide Program, to come in and share what she has learned in her tenure in marketing. You don't have to do marketing alone. We are here to help you with this process and bring you longtime experts who can teach all of us how to do marketing that is easy and works. I'm about to start the show. Hello, Hero Maker. Welcome to the Marketing Made Simple podcast, powered by StoryBrand and brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, where we believe your marketing should be easy and it should work. I am your host, Dr. JJ Peterson, and I am joined by my co-host, April Sunshine Hawkins. Hi, April.
Well, hello, JJ. And Hero Maker, we're also joined this week by Macy Robison.
Hey, I'm actually Macy. In the studio with the two of you.
Yes. Online.
The yes. best.
Oh. Always amazing when you're here in town with us, because you live in Utah.
I do.
And work with StoryBrand. You actually run our guide program.
That is correct.
And but get to come into town, you know, maybe once a month, every other couple months, yeah. And we get to hang out, which is so fun because the three of us in particular at StoryBrand have known each other. I mean, April, I've known you the longest at this point, right? Maybe Kyle Reed, who's our designer, longer.
Yeah.
But you the longest. And Macy, of all the people who are on our staff, I've actually known you longer than almost everybody as well, because you came to become a StoryBrand Certified Guide in 2017.
Yes, and I actually came before that to attend a workshop with a client of mine February of 2017.
That's right. So we've all known each other for pre-pandemic, for sure.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
And anything pre-pandemic is like another world. It's like another lifetime. Mm-hmm. And we've known each other through multiple lifetimes.
That's true.
And you know, I think a lot of times I take for granted how long we've known each other. We've been in this business for a long time. And I remember back to those starting points when specifically we were first coming into the StoryBrand world and learning new things and those lessons that we began learning back then. And then many times we have seen repeated over and over and over again that have now almost become ways of life for us in the way that we do marketing. Like that has shaped the way that you help clients and serve clients. And April, I know that going back to you, just getting grounded in the StoryBrand framework and how then now that has shaped the way that you do marketing and help companies.
Oh, yeah. It's been like the installing of a process in my brain. This is now how my brain filters out words. It's how I edit things. It's my starting place. It just informs everything that I do. And it's just made my life so much easier because, goodness, my brain thinks a lot of thoughts, you guys. I come up with lots of ideas and lots of words. And having a framework like the StoryBrand framework to help ground me and go, okay, this fits, this can get tossed overboard because it's superfluous. It's not something that actually my hero, whoever I'm communicating to, does not need to know this information. Mm-hmm. How can I be a really great guide and focus on what it is they want on their transformation and helping them get rid of their problems.
Yes. And it was foundational for me and has continued to shape everything that I do and the lens in which I look at not only marketing, but in many ways, life of being the guide. And so we are getting ready to launch into a new series where we are inviting people who have been in the marketing space for a long time to come on our podcast and just talk about what are the things that you've learned about marketing that really have changed everything for you. What's one thing? Maybe it's not the thing, but what is one thing that you've learned over the vast years of being in this space that can help other people who are maybe in that first phase of marketing as well, or at a different phase? What's something we can offer over the years of experience that we have? And so we actually have asked StoryBrand certified guides who have been in our program for at least 5 years to come on and talk about this. And that's what we're going to be doing over the next series of episodes. That's our next series. Now, some of them have been with us for more than 5 years, but they've also been in the marketing space for 20 or 30 years, and they've learned a lot. And some of these conversations we've already started having, I am so excited for the Hero Maker to hear because I am learning a ton from their experience and what they bring to the table. And so I'd love to ask both of you just to help us kick this series off. Macy, what's one thing that you've learned about marketing?
I think the biggest thing I have learned and my favorite thing to tell people is that marketing feels complicated. Yes, it's art and science, but what it really is, and I think Don probably said this at a live stream at some point, or maybe you did, that marketing is really guiding people through an exercise in memorization. That when you go through the process of clarifying your message with the StoryBrand framework, you have talking points that are clear, that ring true. And all of that language resonates with me because I'm a singer and have taught music for years. And all of the words that we use to describe clarity or when something is an aha moment, most often are music words or sound words like resonate and ring true. And I don't know, there's just something about when you get that clarity, it's just like ringing the side of a glass with water in it, and it just rings and rings and rings. Mm. And when you have that message and then you have the discipline to repeat it over and over and over and over again, you send out a signal for the right people to find you, the people who really need your help. And they really can't find that, hear that, lock in on that signal unless you have that clarity first and unless you're willing to think of marketing as an exercise in memorization.
That is so huge because I think a lot of times it's, you know, I teach marketing at Vanderbilt in the master's program. And a lot of students, when they're young and they're coming out, they're focusing on that being super creative and making a splash with things. And those are wonderful things. I do not want to discount being super creative or making a splash. However, they get bored really quickly when I say, well, you need to say that message on your website. Then you need to say it in your lead generator. Then you need to say it on your social media. Then you need to say it in your emails. Then you need to say it every audience you're in front of. And they're like, but we just said that. And I go, no.
Yeah.
No. Marketing is about memorization. And you have to get people to memorize your message. And the way you put it is so brilliant. That idea of ringing true and resonating, that they're not going to be able to find that if you're consistently changing your message.
Yeah.
And I think that's a thing that a lot of young marketers in particular don't understand. And that's a lesson I've had to learn. Oh, that's genius. That really is, you can only come to that from years of probably in the beginning not doing it and then figuring out, you know, that you need to do it a different way in order for that really to resonate with your audience.
And I've worked with a lot of authors and creatives and personal brands over the years, and they have that same problem. They want to be unique and creative and say things differently all the time. But then they'll point to someone like, you know, friend of the podcast, like Amy Porterfield or Jenna Kutcher, like, I want to have a business like theirs. I'm like, they have a clear message. They show up every day in the spaces that they own, social media, email, websites, and repeat it again and again and again and have for years. And that's why you know who they are. So you can't look at where they are right now. You need to look at what they've done and figure out how to do that for yourself with your own message.
I love that. Love that. Yes. All the snaps, all the moving into music. So now, April, let me ask you, April, what's one thing you've learned about marketing?
Well, I've learned that the framework of StoryBrand, anytime I'm walking somebody through the process, it is the thing that will shine light where there is not clarity. And so it's fascinating because whenever I go in and I do a private workshop with people, it's not always where they thought it would be. Sometimes they go, oh my gosh, our plan is so clunky. We are not being clear about this at all. It's almost like we're having to make our customer walk through mud in order to understand, like, here are the three steps, because we're actually giving them seven steps, or, you know, we're just causing friction here. And so it allows people to see and highlight, oh, this is where we need to focus more effort in being more clear. We need to burn those calories on behalf of our customer so that it's so much easier for them to understand. And just having a framework, and it just creates a space to have those conversations that, like I said before, I have a lot of thoughts. Well, you get a bunch of people in a room trying to decide, what should we do? Why isn't this working? Like, what does our message need to be now? Oh, we've acquired another company and now we have to combine these two things. This is a really hard thing. Having a framework to have those conversations and put those conversations through is one of the most effective ways to figure out where more clarity needs to happen.
And again, I would say that's something that probably a lot of younger and newer marketers don't understand. You go back to that creativity. I have to be super genius and edit. And you go, no, just go back to a tool, a basic tool that helps you find that clarity that you can say over and over and over again. And when you can step into that and kind of take away your ego out of it and allow the framework to do the work, it makes it so much easier. I love that. I mean, it's, you know, yes, we are the Story Brand podcast, but there's a reason we've all been around for a long time, is because we actually believe in this work. It changed our lives. And we've watched it change the lives of so many other people because it actually gives them the tools they need to create great marketing.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And it also allows for nuanced conversations to happen, because I know a lot of the time I can feel the pressure that I've got to get this right. I need to know the exact answer for something. And that's not what this framework is for. It's not for black and white or right or wrong. It's for allowing creativity to happen and conversations to happen.
Yeah, it has constraints. Constraints are a tool of creation.
Totally.
And it gives you that framework to create what you need to create. And it's funny, I work with the guides who coach at our live workshops that we do online, our live streams. And it's always so fun. They hear the two of you teach, everyone out there in the world that's listening, and they're coaching in their Zoom rooms. And at the end of the day, we bring all our guides back together in a kind of a coaching session and a debrief session. And inevitably, several of them say, wow, this is awesome. This works really well, because they often don't know who's going to be in their Zoom room. It might be someone in a new industry that they've never worked with before, and they've really got to rely on that tool and those constraints. And they're like, it works. I've never worked with an air conditioning contractor before, and I made him a message with his help. So yeah, it's such a powerful thing. I love it.
Nudge Podcast, hosted by Phil Agnew, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Have you ever noticed how the smallest changes can have the biggest impact? Well, on Nudge, you learn simple, evidence-based tips to help you kick bad habits, get a raise, and even grow a business. Every bite-sized 20-minute show comes packed with practical advice from admired entrepreneurs and behavioral scientists. To the Hero Maker listening, you are going to love this show. I love this show. I got to be on this show. We've actually had Phil on our show. And the reason I love it is because it discusses the psychology behind stellar marketing. And in a recent episode titled, Should I Share All My Secrets? Phil actually talks to John Lee Dumas, host of Entrepreneurs on Fire, one of the world's most popular business podcasts. And John shares almost everything from his exact monthly income, his tax saving schemes, his intimate tours of his home. I mean, they really get into the psychology behind sharing secrets and how John's business benefited from all of his transparency. Go and listen to Nudge. You're going to get great tips out of it. And you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Marketing for startups is hard work. You've got long hours, small teams, and finding inspiration in the midst of all that stress can feel impossible. Thankfully, HubSpot for Startups can help you grow your business without growing your stress. Their all-in-one platform connects all your teams together. They have a bunch of resources to help you scale, and they offer discounts up to 90% off. So if you're ready to crush your marketing, look no further than HubSpot for Startups. To see how much you can save, visit HubSpot.com/startups. And now, back to the show.
Okay, JJ, you've put Macy and I in the hot seat. Now it's time for you to answer this question, because you've been here the longest out of all of us. What wise thing have you seen and known to be true? What's one thing that you've learned about marketing?
There really are so many things. If I'm picking one thing, not the one thing, but one thing, is I would go back to really what is the foundation of our podcast, which is that marketing should be easy and it should work. It sounds strange, but that's the thing I probably learned, is that I look back at myself going back to 30 years ago. I worked at a nonprofit trying to raise money for homes that were being built in areas that had been flooded and disease was taking over. So it was literally in those moments I felt a life and death obligation to raising these funds. If the money came in, people got homes, they lived. If they didn't, the homes didn't get built. And I knew people who had died. And so I was so overwhelmed and felt so much responsibility for being able to communicate our message clearly and invite people in to participate in that work. And it just felt so complicated. And I put a lot of weight on myself to do the quote unquote right thing and to come up with everything on my own, which is why when I discovered StoryBrand, it changed everything for me, because it did give me those tools to be able to go, oh, just relax a little bit. There are people who have gone before you who have shown the way that can give you the tools you need to do what needs to be done. And I know even now, the landscape is changing like crazy. AI is coming into the picture, and we know some of what that can do, but a lot of people are very nervous about it. The way social media is used to reach people can feel incredibly overwhelming. And now we're having laws maybe banning some of those social media platforms that people have built their marketing on. And so stuff is changing at such a rapid pace these days that it can feel crazy making, truthfully. Like it can just kind of be like, all of this stuff is so wild. And when I just step back for a second and I go, hey, we got into this space to be able to genuinely help the people who have problems get the products and services they need to solve their problems. Let's keep our customer, our hero, at the center of this. That helps things get a little easier for me, because it takes the pressure off me and really allows me to be a person who serves. So it makes that a little bit easier. Let me step back and not worry about all the newfangled things that are happening and get back into core messaging and core storytelling. That makes things easier for me. Then let me follow some principles that other people have laid out before me. That makes it easier as well. So all of those things, like, I just go, you're overcomplicating it. You're making this too hard. And not that it isn't hard. I don't want to just discount everything that's going on, but I want to say, for me, the things I've learned, every time I start to get anxious about the new way that marketing is going and new things that are happening, I just go, remember, marketing's supposed to be easy, and then ultimately it's supposed to work. You don't just create it for the sake of nothing. You create it for the sake of the people you're serving. And when I can get back to those principles, it just kind of lets me drop my shoulders a little bit and go, do what you know, major in the things that are important, and walk forward. And so that's why we started this podcast, is because we really wanted people to just be able to say, yeah, marketing should be easy and it should work. So let's actually get together and figure out how to do it in a way that's easier for everybody and it works. I read the book by Greg McKeown, Effortless, and that really changed a lot of things for me. He wrote the book Essentialism, which is really about how to just focus on the important things. Everything, just get your life to a place of only focusing on the things that are essential. And then he did that. And then he really was only dealing with important things, but everything was important, right? So he's meeting with like the head of Apple, and he's meeting with heads of state. And then he's also trying to figure out, how do I go to my children's sporting events? everything was important. And he wrote the next book called Effortless. And that really was about how do I actually make all these really important things fun and easy? And that's what I really helped me get back to the space in marketing of just going, yeah, marketing should be easy and it should work, which that's when it's fun for me.
Really resonates so much with me because I've been in those positions before where I feel that pressure. I feel the weight of this email needs to generate income. Otherwise, XYZ is not going to happen. And whenever I am feeling that pressure and kind of feeling that fear and letting that fear be in the driver's seat, I'm not in that creative space. So I love that you brought that up. I feel so similarly.
Well, this was a fun episode for me. I already feel like I've learned so much with Macy, you talking about how marketing is an exercise in memorization, and April, you talking about going back to the frameworks, and then me just even in the moment being reminded that marketing is easy and it should work. I feel like that helps focus me for literally even this next week on some of the things that I want to be telling myself and thinking about as I'm creating marketing and working with companies. And every episode coming up is going to have some of these nuggets that we can learn from people who have been in this space for a long time, and we can take it and begin applying it to our own marketing. So I just actually want to go right into our actionable step. And as you know, Hero Maker, this is the moment that we go into the actionable step where we give you a practical step or tip from today's conversation that you can immediately use to shape your marketing and clarify your message. And what I want you to do is I want you to pause, and no matter how long you've been in marketing, you've learned some things. And I want you to pause and just say, what is something that I have learned? You, Hero Maker, what is something you have learned from your time in marketing? Because there are some truths that I know that you have learned that maybe you haven't taken the time to write down. When you take the time to just pause and reflect on the previous season of life and write down the lessons that you learned, it actually gives you the ability to then apply them in whole new ways moving forward. It's kind of a journaling technique. It even is used in therapy of reflecting on the previous season, listing the lessons that you've learned in order to give you tools to move forward. And when you can name something that you've learned, whether you've been in marketing for 2 weeks or 20 years, what's a lesson you've learned in marketing? What is one thing that you have learned from your time in marketing that when you can return to it, when you can return to that truth, it can set you up for great success moving forward? Like I talked about with me, when I go back to the truth that marketing should be easy and it should work, it allows me to do my job in a way that is fun, that keeps me focused on the important things, and also reminds me why I'm doing what I'm doing. Just that one simple thing of writing it down can change even this week, this month, this year, the way I do marketing. So your actionable step is to pause and just write down, what is one thing that you have learned from your time in marketing that you would like to help shape the way you move forward in marketing? On those days when marketing is hard and it feels overwhelming, when you can ground yourself in some truth and look back on your past and the lessons you've learned, the successes you've had, the failures you've overcome, it gives you the ability to move forward in whole new ways, to be able to write emails better, develop campaigns better, and ultimately, I very much believe, help you focus on your customer better. When you can do those things, you're going to create incredible marketing that will allow more customers to get access to your products and service, which ultimately will solve their problems and make them the hero of their own story. That is what makes you a great guide. That is what makes you a hero maker. And if you are still struggling, trying to figure out how to create clear messaging and need a guide to come alongside you, you can go to marketingmadesimple.com to hire a guide that will show you how to clarify your message and create incredible marketing that's easy and works. Well, that's all for this week's episode of Marketing Made Simple. Thank you so much for listening and believing like us that your marketing should be easy and it should work. Follow Marketing Made Simple wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you found this episode valuable, please rate and review the show, letting us know how these tips are clarifying your message and growing your business. We'll see you next week. Hey, you cannot stop me. You cannot
stop me. Go.